Hello, Evan Agee here of Agee Design. We've been a proud service provider and listener to the shows that Jay and Jack produce for several years now. We just wanted to invite you other listeners to contact us today if you're looking for a new website, logo, or other creative services. Check us out over at ageedesign.com today, and be sure to mention Jay and Jack for a special 20% discount.
Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm a bloody rock god.
And welcome to the Thanksgiving edition of The Lost Podcast.
Yes, and we have a Thanksgiving theme.
Yes.
You'll hear a song that's kind of like a turkey.
Oh, man. We just finished recording.
One take, I might add. Next time I come up with a song.
Final version.
It's going to be maybe he doesn't want the.
I don't know if people want the credit.
Well, Doug from Virginia
added
quite a few lines into it.
Okay.
I thought they were funny, so I put them in there and we were changing things around. That was kind of what's screwing us up because I was using some of my lines.
Somebody said he was ready to go.
I was ready to go. I had his lines and my lines, but I didn't.
He had like three different papers, and he was trying to I was like, why don't you just put it on one paper?
That takes time. I'm a bloody rock god. I don't have time for that. You see Charlie walking around with notes?
Hopefully everybody's having a good holidays and having, you know, their grandparents come over and cook you a Thanksgiving feast.
That's happening. Oh, no, it's not happening here.
No.
My mother usually comes out with her husband out to North Carolina because we have no family out here.
No.
And I guess the dog is more important than the family.
At least we know where we stand, which
right.
I guess is the most important part.
But I was thinking probably the dog's name is Midnight. I'm thinking the dog's probably in the wheel and I'm not.
You mean the will?
The will.
The wheel.
I'm in the South. It's the wheel. You want to get in trouble some more?
I will. I don't care. It's a will. Okay. Say it properly.
It's a will.
You were raised in Southern California. Please speak.
Will.
There you go.
It's a will.
It's totally a will, man.
Pass the wheel.
You say that so efficiently.
I know. Practice.
But we have some phone calls to get into today. We have Jack's finalized song.
I have four emails.
It's like 8 minutes of just pass on that.
Yes. Well, should I read the email? Because it's about the song. Should I read the emails before
the song?
Are
all the emails about the song?
Yes.
Well, why don't we say that for like the song section? Then?
Well, should we sing it? Should do it before the song?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, but in that section of the podcast.
Cool. Hey, it's your podcast. Do whatever you want.
It's our podcast.
Our podcast. Yeah, whatever.
Why are you getting all testy over there?
I'm a star. That's what we do.
I read people and say, okay, that's what I'm supposed to
that's
do.
That's how I'm supposed to be obnoxious and arrogant. I'm a bloody rock god. I'm supposed to walk into a hotel and ask them to repaint the hotel.
Really? I thought it's you repaint it whatever you want and then you peace out and don't pay for it.
Is that what I do?
Yeah.
I'm not that cool.
I think Johnny Cash did that. He like painted a hotel room black.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it was Barbara Streisand that wanted to, before she'd go into the hotel. I shouldn't say this because I know for sure it was her.
Uh-huh.
But maybe Barbara Streisand. She had to have the hotel painted, I think, purple or something like that. Some star like that.
Good Lord.
You know, I just hope the sheets are clean. That's all I ask for.
And most of the times you don't even get that.
Yeah,
but we have some phone calls to get into.
Lost is 2 months away.
But a special thing we're going to talk about, holiday season. And we know that America's economic structure is in shambles, and we're actually recording this with a can and a string. but very special.
We'll recycle the can, though, after we're done. We're a green podcast.
Yes, we are. We are a green podcast. We are having a special sale at shopsamandnate.com. Thanksgiving, day after Thanksgiving, well, pretty much now, through Christmas, we're having a special sale on every single piece of Jay and Jack merch.
Merch?
What is that? Merchandise. Merch.
Well, I got
nickname.
It. I got it.
Every single piece of merchandise will be on sale. I believe the men's shirts will be at $10.
Wow.
A shirt instead of the $15. And I think the women's will be down to about $12.
Why are the women's shirts more than the men's shirts?
I just
don't think that's right.
They're designed. They're more expensive to buy.
I'm just trying to get them on my side.
Why? We're giving you guys the sale of a century.
Sale of a century.
The first time we've ever done a sale. Every single shirt is on sale.
Everything must go. You know why? Because the podcast is ending.
No.
That's usually what when you have a sale.
No.
Is it a going out of business?
No, it's like we're talking to Sam and talking about new shirts for the new season. And you're like, you know what? Why don't we do a sale? Why don't we have like a Black Friday sale?
Does Sam really exist? I've never seen this Sam.
Who would Sam be then?
I don't know.
But
you always say Sam, and I don't know.
If you have ever wanted...
Does he eat green eggs and ham?
If you have ever wanted a Jay and Jack t-shirt, now's the time to get it. $10 for men, I think $12 for women's sizes.
Are they shipped worldwide? Because I get people all the time going, well, they don't ship to my country.
You have to pay for the shipping costs.
Some people go, well, sometimes it gets really expensive. They don't ship to Wyoming. I don't know what
Wyoming?
Wyoming. I don't know what the deal is. I'm in the South. It's Wyoming.
Wyoming. But so yeah, check it out. ShopSalmonate.com, our special Christmas season sale through now until Christmas Day on every single piece of Jane Jack merchandise. And we still have a lot of the wartime shirts, those green ones in stock.
We still have
some of the iconic tees in stock.
Oh, those are my favorite.
The counter shirts in stock.
Those are my favorite.
I don't know if we have any originals left. Maybe wrong. But we have a lot of the shirts left in there.
Does he have a giant warehouse?
I don't think about a giant warehouse, but a place to store the merchandise.
Merchandise.
But so this is your time now. $10 a shirt. You can't beat that.
Can't beat it with a stick.
It's an easy Christmas gift.
Can you imagine giving
a spare?
Can you imagine giving that as a gift to someone that doesn't listen to the show and they open up and go,
it was only $10.
And they say, well, it was only $10. They still go, you got ripped off.
But so check that out, shopsalmonate.com, sale of the century, Christmas Jay and Jack merchandise.
All right. Should I mention the contest?
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it again. It drives me up. Luckily, I have no hair, because I've said before I'd pull out the rest of my hair.
I can't believe you're going to do it again, because I've gotten
messages on my MySpace, on my Facebook, on the email account. I've got things on my PM, and someone started a thing on my... So I forget what someone said. They said, "Why? Well, I said I liked this song. And he has to do the contest." So I guess we'll do it again, and I'll have it out by the last
Times.
Week. Last week of December, I forgot all about it. Well, last week of December, and then it'll have to be in by the January 20th because Lost is back on the 21st.
Exactly.
So everything will have to be in, and we'll make it as simple as possible because we don't want to have
say that every year.
I know, but I'm going to do it, and we'll have valuable prizes this time.
You're saying Sam's shirts aren't valuable?
No, they are valuable, but they're half price.
No, well, I get something like 30% off.
Well, I'm working on some stuff.
Okay.
No, really,
Full of crap.
I forgot. I started thinking, I go, I got time. I thought about it a couple months ago, and I go, I got time. Now it's like, I don't have time. I got to come up with some. And so if you have questions that you think would be a good question to ask, send it to LostPodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's LostPodcast@gmail.com. Or go on our message board and just send me a PM with your ideas. And if I like it, I'll use it. And whatever makes it easier for me is better for everyone.
Exactly. Try and keep what few strands of hair you have left.
Exactly. And also, we're doing our Autism Speaks podcast.
Marathon podcast.
Marathon podcast, March 21st, 22nd, live from Raleigh, North Carolina, and you too can join.
Yes.
And you too will be there. Bono is going to be there. So,
The Bono
will be
there. He's going to come down there, even though I criticize him all the time.
He, you hate him,
mm-hmm.
but he's going to be there.
Wow.
And he said he'll do it just for the cause.
Wow. Good day.
So now people are going to expect him to be there, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, you know Raleigh, bad weather, flights don't get there. Maybe he won't have his lucky hat. He can't come without his lucky hat.
But there will be the UNCP R&B Ensemble.
And I went and saw them, you guys, was it 2 weeks ago?
No, it was last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday. And you guys were really good.
Thank you.
I was really impressed.
So you would like to see us perform?
Exactly. And we had some other bands that want to perform. We're going to be at the Iceplex in Raleigh, and we're working on some hotels for discounts.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get that all out to you.
And what is the weekend of that?
21st and 22nd.
March. So mark it on your calendars in Raleigh, North Carolina. Come on down. We're having ourselves a shindig. We're going to have live auctions and all sorts of stuff.
There'll be ice skating. We're going to charge for the ice skating, but it'll be all the proceeds will go towards some will go towards the rink. We had to work out some kind of deal with them. And then, but majority of it will go towards Autism Speaks. Mm-hmm. And every penny we raise will go to his autism speaks.
Exactly.
That's why we're doing it at the rink and not the hotel, because every penny we would have raised would have gone to the hotel, and that makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, unless we had like big sponsors that would cover those kind of costs, or the hotel would cover those costs.
Maybe for the final year, because we got big plans for the final year of Loss.
Yeah.
Big plans, and you're all
huge.
Invited. And
huge.
If you've watched the Andy Griffith Show,
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
I'm just throwing names out there. Yeah. Tom Hanks.
I did send
Brad Pitt.
I did send Dane Cook. I'm still waiting to hear back from him.
Did you send one for Dennis Miller too?
Not yet. No. Okay. I'm going to get Dennis Miller on the show. I guarantee it.
Okay.
I'm saying it right now.
What happened last time? You got Daniel Day Kim. We got in contact with him. He's going to be on the show. And what happened? Disaster struck.
The gods were against us. He was going to be on. He said, yeah, sure, I'll do it. Da-da-da-da.
I think it's just a lie. Just like you sabotage it, because you didn't really get Daniel Day Kim.
No, he said he'd do it. You saw the...
I'm kidding.
Remember I said, look, Daniel Day Kim just... You know, I said, look, he just... It's Daniel Day Kim.
No, weren't you like, about time he got back to me? Jeez.
It took a month. No, I didn't say that. We had Jorge Garcia on last year for like 3 hours. We couldn't get him off. He wanted to stay forever. No, I'm just kidding, Jorge. But... No, it was great. We had a lot of fun, but it wasn't Daniel Day Kim's fault again. It was TalkShoe.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to blame TalkShoe, because, you know, it's over and done with. But, man, that was frustrating. I think that was the most frustrated, because we had no sleep. We were on the, 23rd hour?
23rd hour.
And it just quit on us. And he's kept sending us a message, I can't get on. And we know. Oh. Get
right,
off
well.
The boat, Daniel. Get off the boat. That's what I kept saying him, but he didn't listen. But what
oh
are you
man,
do?
A new music video is out for The Fray, who is kind of like weren't for me.
But you know, I got a problem with it.
Okay,
you know, I'm thinking, you know, okay, we've been doing this podcast for what, 3 years?
Over 3 years.
Over
now,
3 years.
Yeah.
You're a music genius, would you say?
I'm not a music genius,
but you just kind of down. You just kind of shot The Fray down, didn't you?
I didn't shoot that. They're just not my type. They get a little.
I'm thinking, you know, a little something for the effort. I'm thinking, you know, Jay plays music. Jay writes music. You know, they think they would have said, "Hey, Jay, can you write us a song? We'll put to a music video." Don't you think that'd been? And I started thinking, well, you know, what, really, Jay's song sucked. So
why can't you be supportive?
No, I'm kidding. You know, a little something for the effort, because The Fray. I mean, I don't think people are going, "Hey, it's The Fray." But I thought it was a cool song, but it was cool video.
Well, there really wasn't anything new except for some flashes of something we're going to show in the calls, because the calls talk about it. And someone sent in a screenshot of that, and we're going to put that
in the
podcast.
I know a lot of people are disappointed by it. They said, it's like, I think, you know, someone from New York said it's like Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And I see what people are saying. You know what I'm going
to
do?
But you know that aired during Grey's Anatomy, so it makes sense. It appeals to the Grey's Anatomy viewers.
Yeah, it's funny, because my wife was watching Grey's Anatomy, and I don't watch it. And when it started to, I said, stop. I was just walking by the room. That's Lost. You have to go back and watch that commercial. Stop. Circulate. It's Lost. But I said, no, I want to watch that. So I went on ABC and watched it. And I said, that's pretty cool. What I'm going to do, and I think I've talked about this before, is once Lost is over, I'm going to get all 6 seasons and watch it without having to watch for clues and watch for this and watch for that, where I can just sit back and enjoy the show and watch it for its great acting, great writing.
But that's what our show's
directing.
For, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
But I don't enjoy this. So I'm going to sit back and just relax and just, I think, just spend a month watching the show going and just enjoy it for what it is and not have to, like, this. People are disappointed because there's no clues. There's no this. I think there are some clues in there.
That's what we're going to get into during the calls, because calls talk about it too.
But that's what I'm going to do, and I think everyone should do the same.
Okay.
And just enjoy the show for what it is. Probably one of the best shows ever in the history of television. Better than what show that's on Monday nights.
Well, I think there's some calls about that too.
Okay.
But before we get into our listener feedback section, why don't we get into Jack's, what is the name of the song?
Bye Bye Log Carrying Guy.
All right, well, let's.
Also written by Doug from Virginia. He only wanted to use his first name.
I don't know why I'd want to use this first.
But I did have some emails.
Well, first, let's stop and then make a new segment for this, okay?
All right.
So people can skip over this.
Okay, because we've kind of rambled on.
A little bit.
I'm all worked up because we just recorded this song. And, you know, after a gig, you're just pumped up and you're ready.
All right.
You know, I've been having dreams of seeing red on white.
What?
Like red streaks on white. And I don't know why.
That's an American flag.
No, but there's no blue. There's no stars. Red streaks.
I mean, you're just looking at that part of the flag.
I can't figure out why. Maybe Colleen could answer that question for me.
It could be barbershop quartet's shirts.
Is that it? Or maybe a barbershop pole. Yeah. But red stripes on white.
Hmm.
I can't
like
quite
white as like a MacBook.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all.
All right. So you have some emails about your song.
I had some emails. Actually, the people from American Idol.
Really? Okay.
So, they're big fans of the show.
Uh huh.
Simon's. Let me skip to these emails. He heard the song. He said, "Bloody brilliant." Randy said, "Dog, your song was a bomb. Dog, I wish we had you when I was with Journey. Could have kicked Steve Perry out. We both could have wore tight leather pants." That's. I'm not gonna go any further on that one. Paul Abdul said, "You look good tonight." So, I think once you hear that, and then there was another person said, "Don't listen to Jay. He's arrogant, egotistical. He's a jerk." Colleen. Oh, P.S. Don't read my name. But I think if you give the song a chance, I think you'll want to dance.
So are we going to get into the song?
And I just hit the microphone. How unprofessional. Yeah, let's.
Bloody rock god you.
Bloody rock god I am.
All right.
I really think I'm missing my calling.
All right, here we go.
You know, the only disappointing thing was... Raider Tailgater, who's the only Raider fan I like, said, "I don't know what's worse, warm taffy or your song."
Ouch.
I cried all night long. All night long I cried.
All right, well, let's get into the full uninterrupted version.
Yeah, Jay's not getting interrupted. This, you know what the worst part is?
What?
I didn't realize this song was so long.
That's what I was saying. I was like, you sure? This is like an 8-minute song.
And it was.
Let's get into it.
It just went on forever.
All right, here we go.
I apologize ahead of time for anything.
Here we go.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how the fire used to make me smile. And if I knew if I had a chance that I could make these people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But December made me bolder, with every bullet in their shoulder, dying like all the tallies. I knew we had to save these. I can't remember if I cried when I learned the truth of how Boone died, but something touched me deep inside the day log carrying guy died. Bye-bye, log-carrying guy. Curly drove the VW van to this one station, but the station was gone. And Sawyer and Jen were drinking Dharma beer and wine, singing, "This will be the day log-carrying guy dies. This will be the day log-carrying guy dies." Did you see the fallen tree? And will you help carry it back with me? If the doctor tells you so. Do you think that raft will float? Now that we've built a second boat. And we can choke who burn the first one real slow. Well, I know our work goes mostly unseen. It's almost if they just fill the screen. We're tiny cogs in the strange machine, but I'm proud to be a log-carrying guy. Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack was never beaten by a Jesus stick. Oh, I can't remember if I cried the day log-carrying guy died. Bye-bye, log-carrying guy. Hurley drove the VW van to the Swan Station, but the station was gone. And Sawyer and Jen were drinking one-timer beer and wine, singing, "This will be the day log-carrying guy dies.
Die.
This will be the day log-carrying guy dies." Did you write the book, The Bad Twin? Who knew Charlie couldn't swim? If the Bible tells you so. Do you believe in Rousseau? Can the music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, Kate, I know you're in love with him. I saw you dancing on a blown-up gin. You both kicked off your white tennis shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. Woo! Carl was a lonely teenage rocking buck with a hole in his water bottle and little luck. I knew when those bullets start flying, he should have ducked the day Luck Heron guy died. Bye-bye, Luck Heron guy. Hurley drove the VW van to the Swan Station, but the station was gone. And Sawyer and Jen were drinking Dharma beer and wine, singing, this'll be the day Luck Heron guy dies. This'll be the day Luck Heron guy dies. Razzle dazzle is now a common hassle. The way the island is, we'll probably find a castle. 80 days in and we're falling fast. The others seem to be at war with not just us, but those who came before. Perhaps this place explains the past. Now just offshore, there's another isle where Jack and Sawyer and Kate spent a while. Jack got to operate while the other two decopulate. But Pickett wants to use his gun to avenge his wife's death by son. He has come just a bit undone. I hope he won't shoot this log-carrying guy. Bye-bye, log-carrying guy. Hurley drove the VW van to Swan Station, but the station was gone. And Sawyer and Jen were drinking Dharma beer and wine, singing, this'll be the day log-carrying guy dies. This'll be the day log-carrying guy dies. I met this girl who was born in Essex. I asked her if she was here to save us, but she just smiled and turned away. We settled down in New Other Town. We had to carry nothing, not even a run. But Kimi wouldn't let that thing just stay that way. Oh. I watched Jack lead us away. I thought this would be my last log-carrying day. Salvation was so near. Why did Locke have to appear? Oh, as we marched through the rainy nights, I carried no logs, just a spike. I saw a copter crashing with delight. I'm no longer log-carrying guy. Bye-bye, log-carrying guy. Hurley drove the VW van to Swan Station, but the station was gone. And Sawyer and Jen were drinking Dharma beer and wine, singing, this'll be the day log-carrying guy dies. This'll be the day log-carrying guy dies. The three men I admire most, Scott and Steven, Charlie's ghost, couldn't figure out how to finish the end of the song. Jay just kept texting away. I don't know what else to say. Why won't this song just end, please? But I wish I could watch the show. It's not on for another couple of mo's. It's the best I could do. It had to rhyme like you. I can't remember if I cried the day they killed Log Carrying Guy. I often wonder if he can float, but he was too busy drinking a root beer. Bye-bye, log-carrying guy. Hurley drove the VW van to the Swan Station, but the station was gone. And Sawyer and Jen were drinking Dharma beer and wine, singing, this'll be the day log-carrying guy dies. This'll be the day log-carrying guy dies. Bye-bye, log-carrying guy. Hurley drove the VW van to the Swan Station, but the station was gone. and Sawyer and Jen were drinking our beer and wine, singing this'll be the day Lockhorn Guy die.
Sorry, Don McLean.
I see you.
I should have warned people ahead of time because a lot of people listen to us while they're driving. They probably have to pull up the side of the road and wipe their eyes. I see people tearing.
Well, I
up.
See you got the backing band to finally sing the chorus with you.
Yeah, but they don't know the words. You know, what do you? They work for free, so what?
So what do you have to say for yourself?
I thought it was. I think with Doug's help.
Uh huh.
I think it's gold.
I think you're gonna try and pin this on Doug.
No. Hey, Doug did good.
All right, listeners, tell us what you think. 206-3911.
Call anytime.
And tell us what you think of Jack's finalized Save Law Carrying Guy song. And was I right in stopping him in the first place?
No, I think you were wrong. You don't stop art. We've said this before.
Oh, man. All right, are you ready for listener feedback?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
You know, we should have played the listener feedback first. Because after this, people are just...
There's nothing we can't top this.
Can't top it. Show's done.
All right, here we go. Listener feedback.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got a lot of great listener feedback.
You criticized me for my more than one take on the song. You can't even do that. This is your third take on just the listener feedback.
It's just one take, and it didn't record right at the beginning.
Didn't record right at the beginning.
Let's get listener feedback.
I hope someone sends you some more flowers. Dude, you're just cranky.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is Kyle from Kentucky. I just can't believe you guys think that Jen's dead. Do you really think that's how the writers are going to end his storyline? The most important thing is that Sun thinks he's dead, and the only way they're going to get her to come back at all is if Ben or somebody shows some kind of proof. You know, he's not really dead. He was on the back of the freighter. It looked like he probably blew up, but that's not going to happen, I guarantee. Faraday's going to be there with the little Zodiac. He's going to pick him up and go back to the island. It's going to be a big payoff when him and Sun get back together. I'd just be shocked if that's the end of the Jen storyline. It'd be stupid.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Fuzzy Wuzzy calling from Providence. I was just thinking there aren't too many log-carrying guys left, so who are they going to show in Season 5? You know, given who's in the coffin and who needs to get back to the island, even though there might not be many log-carrying guys, there'll certainly be many lock-carrying guys. Ha ha ha.
Hi, Jay and Jack. My name is Amber, calling from the greater Los Angeles area, and I have a theory for you. I just watched the music video by The Fray on ABC.com, the Lost, official Lost website, and there was a caption for a logo for Ajira Airlines. My theory is that Ajira Airlines is the airline that Jack and the rest of the survivors who got off the island have to take in order to get back to the island. Thanks for your time. Love the show.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Jerry from Maryland. Really enjoyed the show up until tonight. I just have a little bit of a complaint. I don't know why you guys are ripping on Heroes so bad. I mean, it's not a bad show. If you would have kept watching this season, it has gotten a lot better. I'm a huge Lost fan, like Lost a lot more than I do Heroes. But I was a little disheartened to hear you guys ripping on Heroes so bad. I mean, especially when we as Lost fans don't have the cleanest track record, along with the Nikki and Paolo episode and so on and so forth. So I'd like to state that I did park my car to make this phone call and keep up the good work, but maybe lay off Heroes a little bit. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Well, since Jerry did park his car to make the call, I think I got to cut Hero some slack.
You know, I agree. You know, Lost, you can't, but this is...
But you know what, the part about Nikki and Paolo? I didn't write it. can't blame me.
I will take this to my grave. I mean, I'll say this to my... The day I die is the reason why I have a bit of a...
You're more bitter about it than I am.
A bit of bitterness, a bitter pill.
I was a Heroes fan, and then I watched this season. I just kind of got into it. I just couldn't watch it.
I was a Heroes fan until all the creators and like actors on Heroes started bashing Lost, saying, we do it better because we're doing it this way, and we're not going to suck like Lost does right now.
Yeah, they did say that.
And they said that a lot, and they did it in a lot of interviews their first season. I was like, dude, you guys are on your first season. Who are you to speak about all that kind of stuff? That's why
it's always harder the second year.
Exactly. And that's why, to the day I die, I will say that is the reason why I hold bitterness towards Heroes. I wouldn't be called Bitter Jay if I wasn't bitter about something, right. And I'm bitter about Heroes.
And I was the season one final, I'll say it, was the worst final as far as build-up for a show when you gotta go, it just went thud. I watched season two, and I've watched a couple episodes this year. I for whatever reason, I can't get into it anymore.
Yep.
And I don't know why. Maybe I'll watch it during the reruns or something. I don't know if it had something to do with the strike last year. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I Jay rips on it more than I do.
And it's not like, you know, I understand.
I still wish, like I've said 1,000 times, they should have cut to start a whole new thing. They should, yeah. Save the Cheerleader, Save the World should have actually meant something. And that should have been the end of it. And the final should have been, and Siler should have died. And that should have been the end of it. And then next year you start a whole new thing of Heroes.
It's just that you had the whole, like, Save the Cheerleader, Save the World. I was just like, we save the cheerleader to save ourselves, or whatever the heck that crap was at the end of it.
It was like, save the cheerleader, save the world.
But anywho, that's neither here nor there. We'll stop bashing Heroes.
I'll make a pledge. I'll stop bashing Heroes forever.
Okay.
Until next week. And then Amber from the Greater Los Angeles area.
Well, it's a G-R-A, I guess, is A-J-I-R-A.
No, more importantly, where's the Greater Los Angeles area?
We're gonna say skip Heroes and start bashing LA now.
Yeah, we're going. Well, that's my favorite bashing. But where's the? I'm just kidding, Amber. You know, I'm from San Diego.
Well, I guess that means like you're not like in Antelope Valley or something. You're like in like the city, right?
You're still in smog.
Or is it greater? Does that mean you're like in the suburbs?
You're
somewhere?
You're still sitting in smog.
Oh yeah, of course.
You're still sitting in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But I love LA.
But we're gonna show it right now. The actual screen cap from that we were talking about earlier.
That could be it. I think she's right. I think that is the airline. Maybe they have to go back on.
Pretty crazy looking airline, though.
It is a wild logo.
It seems so 70s.
That would make tiger. That'd make a cool shirt for Sam and Nate.
Yeah, that's true. Put a little.
That's a cool logo. So, what do you think? You think Amber's right?
Yeah. I mean, why? I think it's more than likely. Yeah.
Because they couldn't go Oceanic.
Well, yeah. It seems like it'd be kind of like an underground airways or something like that.
Maybe it's a bin airways.
But see, it still seemed as like very flashy for like something that's probably going to be like a secret mission. big sun with a tiger. And
it's like all the detective It's like,
Starsky and Hutch with the big red car.
Magnum P.I., big red. We're tailing him. There's a special way to tail people when you're driving a bright red Ferrari on an island.
But still, I'd say that is a good clue, and showing that right now in the AAC feed.
And then Fuzzy Wuzzy said there'd be still...
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear.
There's still lock-carrying guys. Don't you think they should have killed Lock off and kept the lock-carrying guys?
No, keep Lock. Your hatred to Lock is ridiculous. Now, bitter.
Do you think I hate Lock more than I hate Los Angeles and more than I hate Heroes?
I think you hate Lock because you have a bit of, you know, it's just like you're known to be... known around town as the bald man, and you feel he's like encroaching on your bald turf.
But I'm not the bald failure. I don't fail at everything. Everything I do, every relationship, everything he does, he fails at it. Even when we know, why is he off the island? Because he failed at something. He screwed the pooch on something. Locke is a screw up. Enough said. And Scott, he says that we shouldn't be thinking Jin's. I don't think Jin's dead. I think Jin jumped off the boat, and you know, he said he made a good thing that Faraday may have saved him. Maybe that's what Faraday's tie is for. He fishes Jin out with his tie. That's why he's wearing a tie. Now, wouldn't that be classic? Because they've always said something. He wears a tie on an island. So you got Faraday throws his tie out. Jin, grab my tie, and he pulls him in with a tie.
And then he has Mai Tais.
Mai Tais. Yeah, okay. But no, what do you think? Do you think Jin's dead?
No, I don't think he's dead.
But I wouldn't put it past...
You know what? I don't know this show.
Put it past the writers, though, to kill him off.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't think that's the way they do it. But you, with these writers, you never know what they're going to do.
Exactly.
They're not like they're the writers from Heroes. I'm just joking. I'm just joking out there, guys. I'm in kind of a giddy mood.
Because you're a bloody rock god.
I'm a bloody rock god. I'm shipping champagne as we speak.
Sipping champagne.
Shipping. I don't know.
I ship champagne for a living in airplanes.
And I really use a zero. Why do people say we ramble and get off topic?
Based on Lost in some way.
Yeah. So no, I hope. Because I'm a Daniel Day Kim fan.
Yes.
He almost did our 24-hour podcast.
Almost.
So. I hope he's alive. Don't you?
Yes, I do too.
Maybe we can invite him again and have our system break down again. What do you think?
If that keeps him alive on the show, then by golly, we'll do it.
Whatever works.
Whatever it takes.
We're here for you, Daniel Day Kim.
All right, here for the last set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Dominic from New Hampshire. All right. So, you guys say you didn't like the whole ARG, Octagon Global Recruiting, that went on during the summer. Well, it's not exactly over yet, if you haven't noticed. Earlier this week, I think it was Tuesday, they released all the volunteer test results. I myself, I'm a communications officer. Don't know exactly what that means, but sounds boring. Anyways, so then on Thursday during Grey's Anatomy, they released a new video. It's the Frey's new single, You Found Me. Big fan of the Frey, blah, blah, blah. There was a video, and it also had, like, clips from the new season of Lost, et cetera, et cetera. So, but during that whole, like, clip thing, there was a little, like, flash of this new airline. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Ahera, I don't know. I'm going to call it Ahera Airlines. And Ahera Outlines is, I don't know, it's just in there. So, of course, there's a website for it. I think it's related to the ARG because it's like, insert your email address here. So, I put in my email address and all that good stuff. And to keep up with the ARG, I usually stay with Lostpedia. That's website on Earth. All right. Great show, guys. Keep up the good work. Can't wait to hear the next episode of your podcast. All right. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Gary from Indiana. Long time, first time. I just downloaded the brand new Frey song from iTunes Store today for free, the Season 5 You Found Me song. And I was watching the video, and I realized a lot of pretty cool stuff in there. I don't know if anybody's, you know, kind of analyzed this yet or not, but I thought I'd give you guys a call anyway, and if this is repetitive, well, sorry. I know some pretty cool stuff in there, though. One thing I noticed, Faraday, it looks like he's coming up on a hatch. I'm not sure what that's all about, but it might be another hatch because there's someone in a radioactive suit. Might be someone with Dharma. I don't know. Locke seems to be walking around with a compass a whole lot. I don't know, again, what significance of that is, but a lot of the directional coordinates that we've had to deal with, that could have something to do with that there. I noticed Hurley, it looked like he had blood on his shirt or something in the off-island scene. I'm not sure, again, how that could have happened, but that's pretty interesting. Another scene, too, I noticed Saeed was fighting someone in what looked like an apartment. Just one interesting thing, when I was kind of freeze-framing it, I noticed on the refrigerator behind him, there was a box of cups or something like that, and it was like 32-ounce cups, only they had turned it upside down, so the numbers 2 and 3 were in order there. I don't know. It's just probably something cool that they put in there, but I noticed that. It looked like one of the numbers, so that was pretty cool. And the next scene, Jack seemed to be shining a light, like a doctor's light, on Saeed in a hospital bed. He had a breathing mask on, and then Saeed kind of looked pretty crazy and started to attack him. I don't know what that was all about. I don't know what connotations that could have either. There was another one where I noticed Sun, what looked like she was in London. She was walking away from Charles Widmore, so I don't know. She's obviously doing something big there, talking to Widmore in London. Another thing, the logo for Ajira Airways, something new that they've popped up, a whole other company, I'm assuming, that I think that's part of the new ARG. They actually have a website you can go to and enter email and stuff and get updates from them, so that's pretty cool. You should check that out. I also noticed Jack and Ben together in a scene. They had some suits on. Again, it looked like it was probably off-island, so interesting that looks like another exchange between those two. In the scene where the camp was being attacked by what looked like flaming arrows or something that was really hard to see, but I saw it, and I think it looked like Vincent to me. He was being held on a leash by someone else. I couldn't make out who, but it was definitely a dog, and I don't know what other dog would be on the island, so I'm assuming that that was Vincent, so that's cool that we get to see him again. I also noticed Richard Alpert walking by. It looked like he was coming up on Locke, so that's cool. Always love him. Locke was falling again, another interesting thing that I saw. And a little later on, Hurley was driving a Trailblazer, it looked like, but for some reason the Chevy logo was blocked out. I don't know why, what the deal is with that, but he was driving the Trailblazer and looked like he had blood on his shirt again and was crashing into something. The license plate on that Trailblazer was 4DOQ678. So, I don't know if there's any significance to that. Obviously, 4 is one of the numbers. D is the fourth letter in the alphabet. O is the 15th letter in the alphabet. You got the number 8 in there, too. So, that's probably just a coincidence, happy coincidence. I don't know. But, so definitely looking forward to season 5. It's really exciting. I'm getting psyched up, starting to geek out, you know. So, cool. All right. Well, thanks, you guys, for all you do with the podcast. Keep it up. Love the show. And, Jay, your songs rock. See ya. Bye.
Thank you.
Jay's songs rock?
Thank you.
Well, I think he'll change his mind after he listens to today's show.
I think it'll solidify his opinion.
So, Gary, Indiana. I don't remember how the rest of the song goes.
Not Louisiana.
He probably gets that a lot. So
yeah, so why don't I'll leave him alone?
I'll stop right now.
Okay.
He said that Hurley was driving a Trailblazer with blood on his shirt. I'm thinking it would have been better if it was a Ford Bronco.
I'm not going to go there. It's too soon.
Too soon?
Soon for another OJ joke, seriously?
If he's driving
it's really... It's so 1994.
If he's driving really slow. Well, maybe he had blood on his shirt off the island because he killed Charlie the Ghost. Maybe he just lost it. Said,
I will say one thing. The people that do those little ads on ABC, they're tricksters, okay? Remember season 2 when they had...
Back in the day.
When they had Jen speaking English, remember that?
And who said... I got a tally for that.
Yeah, you did.
I said it's just going to be some kind of dream.
Yeah. And everyone was like, whoa,
it's funny how I can remember
English.
All the times I'm right. And we got how many emails on that? Jen speaks English. He spoke English the whole time. I kept saying, nope.
And so I hope, like, for me, like, the best part of any of the is Hurley with a gun. Comes out with a gun and is just like, oh, it's so awesome. I hope it's not something like a dream where he's like...
Well, Hurley's not a killer.
As far as we know.
Does he... Oh, Michael's already gone. Can't kill Michael.
Let's take a tally right now, old school style. Do you think Hurley's going to be wielding that gun in the real world in a real situation?
I think it's a real world, a dream? Real situation because Hurley wouldn't. Hurley's doing it for real. I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm going to go with it's not a dream. It's real.
All right. That was my opinion too, so we can't really take a tally on that.
All right, then we got to at least. That's stupid. I thought you were going to go with it. It's a dream.
We'll rock, paper, scissors for it.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Best out of three. It's 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Scissor cuts paper.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
The worst part is I went first and you still put paper down. I showed scissors and you still put paper
down.
Ready? What an idiot.
I already have it pre you before I even start. Ready?
Rock.
Aha, it's one for me.
Just take it. This is bad radio.
Okay, all right. Because I just won.
So take your pick.
I will take that it's a dream.
I'll take it's not a dream. Okay. He's killing Charlie the Ghost. Or maybe he's killing Locke. And Locke's walking around with a compass. Is he by himself? He says Locke is lost.
I'm not going to go into that one.
Locke
I'm
can't
read. Some other thing
Locke
where you bash
it.
Locke because you like bashing Locke. So I'm not going to get into that.
Faraday's at a hatch. Is that a prequel? Or
I don't know. I think it's a prequel. I'm going to say it's a prequel.
Okay. Is he seeing Kelvin?
I don't know. I don't know who he's seeing. I'm saying it's a prequel. That's like pre.
I know.
Where we are now.
I know. And Son with Widmore, we saw that last season.
Yeah, that was last season.
Jack is working on Saeed. We haven't seen that before.
I don't think I've seen that ever.
So what's going on there?
I don't know.
You don't know. Thanks for the help. All right, anything else you want to say about that? I'm going to have to go watch it again. I've only watched it once.
Yeah.
But I'm like Gary. From Indiana. I'm getting geeked up about it. I'm getting geeked up for Lost. Seriously, I am. I'm getting excited.
I know. It's
back on
exciting.
Wednesday night. I'm getting a little tingly. I'm happy.
Tingly?
Yeah, you know, you get excited about things. Then we had Dominic, who said the ARG. He said we kind of...
It's still going on.
Still going on. He said he was a... You're just hateful. He said he was a communications officer.
Uh-huh.
My test came back. Bloody rock god. It's just, I guess they know talent.
I guess so.
So what's next on this? Have you been,
I don't know.
You know, we didn't even get an email.
I think we did. No. I just don't think we read it.
Did you delete it?
I'm not gonna delete it.
No, we didn't get an email.
Oh. I thought we did.
It just said you were bitter.
I didn't take any more of the tests. I think John Norton took them for me because he's still me.
He's still you? Does he have an ego now?
I guess so. He didn't want to give it up, so I guess so.
Who would want to be you?
A lot of people.
No. Nobody would want to be you. So, Dominic, I apologize for not being to the ARG. I just haven't been into any of them since the first one.
Yeah.
It's just too much work. I'm like Ben from Darmalars. Like, just too much work.
I agree.
If I can sit back and just be a bloody rock god, that's what I'm going to be.
All right.
Thanks, guys, for calling. I'm sorry I'm a little... It's just been a long day. I think it's just because Thanksgiving's coming up, and I'm just thankful.
We're thankful that...
people will actually listen to us.
My grandma and your mother is going to come down. Oh, darn
it. Nobody's coming to roll. But we're going to have people showing up in March. We're all going to have a great time in March. I can't wait. I think it's going to be... it'd be better if we were in a better city, though.
Whoa.
A city with more... well, you know,
It's
you know, maybe Aunt B and Opie will show up and... and I know if you watch the Andy Griffith Show, you see him getting all dressed up, wearing a suit and stuff. You don't have to wear that in Raleigh.
Actually, you know what? In all honesty, after living where I live, where I go to school, which has one Walmart and one Mickey D's, which that's a big city considering it's
some places. You have two Taco Bells. You have one on your campus and one just like 100 yards down the street.
Yes.
Well, it's not a big town, so yes, you can't spread them out.
After staying here over a year... there over a year, I can tell you this. Be thankful you live in Raleigh.
It's the big city.
It's the big city.
I like Raleigh.
All right, Jack, ready to close out the show?
I think people want to hear us ramble some more.
No.
Okay.
Ready to close out?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Thanksgiving.
Yay! I hope everybody has a happy and safe
Thanksgiving.
Be safe out there, guys.
Especially on Black Friday for all you people out there going to go shopping and like trample people for the cheap DVD players.
It's not worth it. Lost is on in less than 2 months, guys. 2 months.
Yes.
You want to be around for... you got to see the end. We all have to see
exactly
how this
ends. We have to make sure we have to make a living pack. We all have to live for another 2 years.
We all have to make a pack.
Yes.
That we will,
a survival pack.
I'm sorry, the tribe has... that'll be mine. I'm sorry the tribe has spoken the day before the final. And my torch will go out.
Get struck by lightning.
I can't catch a break.
Oh, man, a meteorite. No,
seriously, guys. Everyone have... just be safe out there, right?
Yes.
It's not worth saving $10.
Exactly.
Don't kill people.
All right. Give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time!
It's 206-309-0311. Calling time. Lost Prince Thumbs and or theories.
Hey, are we doing a Christmas special?
We should do a Christmas special.
Because we talked about it last year and we never followed through with it, but our first one...
we did two. We've done two Christmas specials. We did the first Christmas special, then we did the Christmas musical.
Should we have like a combination? So if you have a Christmas song that you want to...
That's the Christmas musical was, but yeah.
Now people can send in your Christmas songs. You know, I'm not gonna commit to anything because I'm under contract. I have to watch what I do. But if you have a song that you want to sing and send it to us, we'll
Lost
play it.
Christmas theme
Lost
song.
Lost Christmas theme song.
And we'll bring out some of the old classics.
The old classics. That's
and
right.
Jack and I also will think of a cool Christmas special.
Yeah, we'll come up with something. It'll come out during Christmas time.
Yes. Also, check out jayandjack.com with all important information related to our show, like our MySpace page, where you can subscribe to us on iTunes. And also the wonderful message board at lostpodcast.proboards2.com.
When's our next announcement coming? We're still holding off on that?
Yeah, that's... I mean, it'll launch in January. That's probably when the announcement.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah. It's big.
It's huge. I'll say this. It's bigger than my song.
Wow. And that's pretty big.
That's big.
That's what she said. all right, so we'll see you guys next time at the close of this show.
And hopefully by next week we'll have some information on hotels in the area. Maybe I'll go talk to some of them down the they're walking distance.
Mm-hmm.
So if you drink too much Pepsi or, you know, get like a sugar high, you'll be able to walk back
exactly.
And get in your car and all that fun stuff. But Jay will be seriously, it's not often I give compliments, but your group that you did the other
day, uh-huh.
They are good. The saxophone player's the best, but they are good.
All right. Well,
actually, just watching you play guitar is amazing. You are. I put you in my band.
Thanks.
I would let you play guitar in my band.
Thank you.
Now, is this one good? Because what cracked me up the last one we recorded 4 days early?
I know.
And you sent it out 4 days late.
And I didn't make it MP3 too because the stupid computer wasn't working.
Yeah, it's always.
I didn't want to have to keep bringing you back in.
Which is better because once I'm done, I'm more of a method podcaster.
Just show up and then peace out.
That's right.
All right. At the end of this show, we're going to put a little surprise Thanksgiving gift to you. Outtakes from Jack's amazing song.
Amazing
Save
song.
Rock here.
And also, don't forget the contest. If you have questions that you want to submit, that, like I said, I'll probably do a lot of them like we did last time. The second half contest, who will be the first one to speak? Who kind of make them as simple as possible so there's no...
You're going to do two parts again? You should just make
no,
it
no,
one.
No, 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 no. There's only going to be one con... No, no, no. There's only going to be one contest.
Okay.
One. And like I said, I'm going to hopefully get some valuable prizes. And if anyone knows Bono... And if he's going to be in the greater Raleigh area.
Give him our number.
If he's going to be in the greater Raleigh area.
Yeah.
And he can show up at the Iceplex and maybe sing a song. What's your favorite U2 song, Jay?
Without you.
Okay, we'll get him to record. Now he's not going to do it.
I can't live.
Okay, hold on a second. If Bono showed up, you wouldn't be excited if Bono showed up. You
what?
Wouldn't be excited.
I think he has an amazing voice.
I think he's an amazing person. I think I love you too.
Okay.
That's all I got to say about that.
All right.
And we'll still work on Dane Cook.
On that note, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
One take my ass.
They heard that.
I'm proud to be a log carrying guy. Now for 2 months we've been on our own with a polar bear and smoky thing unknown.
That was it, right?
Carl was a teenage. Carl was a teenage. Oh, well, there.
Hold on. Okay.
He came. I screwed up. Jack got to operate.
Why the others got to copulate.